BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hello, it's Scott, and here is today's LOL podcast. It's a good one. Featuring our guest, Ollie Murs. His only demand, that he plays innuendo bingo, or as he calls it, bingo innuendo. So that's on, and a good chat with Ollie. A very romantic 24 years at the tap end for all you lovers out there. You're going to love it. And also, Chris comes out to his mum live on air with a simple phone call. Enjoy!
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills, and here's Ollie Murs.
Hey!
It's Murs and Millsy back together.
Oh, it's great to see you, mate. Do you know what? I've got sent a picture from Sport Relief recently.
Did you get it as well?
Yeah.
It's good.
I've actually just got it at home.
You been it,
picture
yeah?
picture of me and you. No, of course I haven't. How
Scully,
you been?
Scully.
How you been after last night? Because I saw you last night as
Very
well.
Very good, yeah. Ollie was doing a little gig last night, so I came along to that and introduced him on stage. Really
it
good.
It was great fun. And Aisha, lovely little Aisha we met there. Was yeah. really sweet as well. We were just talking about her, so yeah.
Seems ages ago that we danced on TV for charity. Well, I say dance, you dance, and I just kind of watched.
Mate, do you know what, though? I don't think you give yourself enough credit, Scott Mills.
We were LMFAO.
Scotty, you did a lot. I mean, you was practicing a lot more than me.
Yeah, that's because you needed to.
Yeah.
No, but he was good.
The clues
in
the
really
answer
good. Yeah, but you was really good, though. Do you know what I mean? You really worked hard at it, and I think you did yourself really proud.
Gutted we didn't get through, though.
I was so fuming I didn't get through.
I mean, I think we're far away enough from it now to be able to say that I was fuming.
I love the way we was just like, you know what, it's fine. It's just taking part that counts. It's for yeah. charity, but actually,
no, absolutely not.
Deep down, me and Scotty were like, we were really, really wanted to get through. We were like, this is not. We worked really hard for this.
Yeah, I was annoyed.
But anyway, you know what? He raised lots of money.
Exactly.
Great, so it doesn't matter. But we were just on a personal level, we wanted to win.
And when LMFAO decided to split up, I was like, right, seriously, if it all goes wrong for Murs...
Did you see us tweeting about it?
Yeah.
Me and Scotty were tweeting that we should do a tribute act. Me and Scott should do weddings. And it was quite funny.
I think that's a few years down the line.
But no one offered us anything, so we decided not to.
no takers, were there? Now, just something we've been talking about on the show today, Murs.
Yes.
Have you ever listened to an entire album by Pitbull?
I haven't actually, no.
No, few people have.
I think it would be sort of lots of features, wouldn't it? So the album would be Pitbull featuring loads of different artists. Because yeah. doesn't Flo Rida do that as well?
I mean, yeah.
You get his albums, they're pretty cool. Yeah, no, but within Flo Rida's albums, he has like literally it's like 15, 16 songs with lots of cool different artists, which is quite cool.
Oh, so are you a fan of Pitbull?
I really love the song that he did with Neo, which is again, it's not in my mind. What is it again? Oh, come on, it's the Neo song. You guys know it.
Come
is
on,
it
Scott.
Beautiful? Beautiful People, or is that...
Beautiful People.
Beautiful, and that's cool. That's Chris Brown, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyway, that one.
But I remember International Love, that was a good song.
That's
International
good
Love.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know the other songs that he's done, Pitbull. Has he done other songs then?
Oh, so many more, yeah. We've all come out of the closet.
But
why are we
talking about Pitbull for?
Because we're just... Pitbull
Scott's obsessed.
Pitbull is my big thing, and I'm a bit obsessed with him at the moment. But I don't think you're allowed to be a Pitbull fan anyway.
Why?
Because you've done a song with Flo Rida, and I don't think you can like both.
You've got to be Team Pit or Team Flo.
Or maybe you're bi.
Do you think that? Do you think that Pitbull and Flo Rida are against each other?
I don't know. You have to ask him yourself. Have you ever met him?
Met Flo Rida? No, I haven't met him yet. No.
I knew this. Right, I said this on air. Right, I said this on air about 2 weeks ago. I was like, Blakely never met. You haven't met him.
No, we and Flo haven't met yet. Which I'm hoping we meet in the future. But
you ever spoken to him?
No, I've only emailed. I haven't even emailed him. Other people have emailed him from me.
He's on your song.
I know.
This
I know.
Is amazing.
I don't even think he knows what I look like.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. No, but you know what? Funny enough, there was an interview he did on another radio station or somewhere, and he actually was really complimentary. He knows a lot about my music and said that he was really impressed with my music and what I've done, and he really wanted to be a part of the record. So he did the record. And so that's, you know, I don't think I could even DM him on Twitter and say, thanks for doing the record, mate.
Does he not follow you?
We might get number one on Sunday, you know what I mean? So I don't really know what I can do.
Are you aware that Flo Rida is Florida?
I had this conversation with Greg on his show a few weeks ago because I asked him, I said, I was concerned because I wasn't concerned, it was just a question. I didn't know whether to bring it up in a conversation because people might take the mickey out of me. But I said, Flo Rida looks like Florida. Is that where he's from? And obviously people said yes. And then
that is classic Murs.
And then it classic. And then, stupidly enough, in the same conversation, he was like, well, yeah, it's like people who didn't think that Will I Am's called William. And then I sort of went, oh, really? I thought it was just Will I Am.
I've never clocked that either.
Yeah, see? Everyone's the same. And I had this conversation recently with other people, and they said the same thing. I was like, Will. And when I said that same story, they went, and I went, yeah, Will I Am. It's William, isn't it? And they went, oh, I never knew that. So, yeah, question, you know. That's...
The one with Neo is Give Me Everything. Sorry, I'm always swinging it back to Pitbull again.
It was a good song, Give Me Everything. Very good song.
Now, Ollie, I'm a little bit concerned.
Why are you concerned?
Started hanging out with... Well, you haven't met him yet, but you will. You started hanging out with these American rap legends. You're in America a lot. You were on the One Direction tour. I know you were in New York the other day. Don't be going and doing that thing where you get all successful and then forget us and go and live in LA or something.
That is never
going
to happen.
Start going out with one of the Kardashians and all that.
That is never going to happen. For one, I'm not a big fan of the Kardashian that thing. I'm not really... a lot of people fancy them. I'm not into that. I don't think... I think they're nice, but I don't fancy them.
So you're saying no to a Kardashian?
I think I would, yeah. I think if I wouldn't... I'm not really a Kardashian... I mean, I like them. I think they're nice people. Hmm. I like the whole series. I think people have been watching it and like it, but I don't fancy them. I don't think they're my cup of tea, no. I love Essex. I'll never leave the UK. God, as if I'm going to move to America. No, why?
No?
I'm an English born and bred. I'm not going to leave Essex for no one.
For no one.
I ain't leaving Essex.
Now, I know when I saw you last night, you had a special request that we play innuendo bingo today.
Well, do you know what? I've been told by Bex that this isn't happening.
No, I'm afraid we can't bring you in.
What? I thought you guys were playing a joke on me.
No, we can't do it.
Bingo, innuendo. Why is this not happening? You know this is a Scott Mills...
Do you know why
Oliver
we're not doing it? Because you can't say it.
It's bingo innuendo.
It's not. It's innuendo bingo.
Oh, it's innuendo bingo. But it's the best game ever.
Every time you say it, you say it different. In your endo bingo.
Oh, it's my favourite game, Scott.
Well, we...
Do you know what I'm really worried about? Is that we're talking, there's no music on. Why is there no music on? Normally it's like a little bit of a background sort of noise.
No, there's never been background music.
It's always...
It's in your head.
It's in my head.
It's not. There's never been...
In your head.
In any of our interviews.
Isn't that a song?
It's never been...
It's in your head.
In your head. Sorry, I don't know why I'm singing that song.
You need more sleep.
I do need more sleep.
Have you been on Rihanna's jet?
I would love to go on that jet.
You
I've
don't,
heard
it
stories.
Horrible.
I've heard. Is it horrible?
Well, I think it was just that no one ever saw her.
So let me get this right. She's doing 7 days of gigs.
She just finished it.
She's just finished it. Where did she go?
She went everywhere. Like,
why
Canada,
was she not in Romford?
Canada,
Stockholm,
Stockholm. Some, I think, New York, London, all over Europe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
no one on the plane saw her.
If there's any agents out there, I'd love to do it.
I was going to say, when are you getting a jet?
God, jeez, a jumbo jet? I don't think so. I think
you say that now.
I'd love to do a gig. Maybe it sounds pretty amazing though. 7 days and seven nights doing wherever it was across the country. That's pretty amazing.
But you go to Europe a lot, don't you?
Yeah, no, I've been doing lots of stuff in Europe this year, which has been amazing for me. It's obviously the last album sort of opened me up to different territories. Heart Skips a Beat went number one in Germany and I think Sweden and a couple of Switzerland and a few other different countries at different points. So
I saw that you were on Swedish Extra Factor the other day. That must have been quite weird because you must have met Swedish Olly Murs.
So
and Caroline weird. Flack.
Well, he looked across between me and Dermot, the guy that did the Extra Factor. That's no joke of a lie. But the woman, weirdly enough, looked a little bit like Caroline, but she was a pole dancer instructor, which was quite weird. We just started chatting about what you do, and she goes, I'm a pole dancer instructor, I present the Extra Factor, and also she was like an ice skating champion or something. It was like the most random three things I've ever been told. But she's amazing. She was really, 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 really nice. But it was weird to be on the Extra Factor, being interviewed on the Extra Factor, considering I present the Extra Factor. And I said Extra Factor about 5-6 times then.
It looks like you really enjoy doing that as well.
No, I love the Extra Factor. You know what? It's been probably one of the best things that I've done in my career, I think, because... people's perceptions of me when I was just in come off the X Factor might have been a bit after a year, oh, he's a bit cocky, he's from Essex, yeah, he thinks he knows it all, yeah, yeah, he's forgotten where he's come from, Jack the Lad, woo, woo, woo. And then when I did
that
the...
not true?
In that voice.
No, not at all. Because then, but I think when I did the Extra Factor, I think it was a chance for me to show my personality to people that, look, I'm none of these things that you think I am. I just get on with my job, I have fun and I like having a good time. And I think Extra Factor's been giving me the lease of life to have a good time and literally have a laugh. And that's what we do every Saturday and Sunday night. You came on the show recently.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Good, really good. Maybe what they do in other countries is they look at our Extra Factor and then they try and find lookalikes of you and Caroline. That's what happened.
I don't know. It was just weird because, I know that America haven't got an Extra Factor. And I know there's lots of other countries that don't do it. But their show is literally 20 minutes. It's not like our show. Ours is like a good hour. It was good. It was a good experience to go over there and to perform in Sweden. I actually did the group performance. So I came on and sung. They did like this Legends. Their theme was Legends Week. So I came
you were the
on.
Legend?
No.
Sorry, I came I'm not on. Following this.
The Legend, you know, the theme they have for the week, you know, Guilty Pleasures was the X Factor theme. Their theme was Legends. So they did songs from Legends like Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra. So I actually came on in the group performance because the artists that go over there do the group performances at the World at the start of the show.
That's a bit awkward.
So I came on and did Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me.
Come Fly With Me.
And then I did that. And
with
then
the
I went,
people you'd never met?
No, I literally walked on stage like, hi guys, hey.
Let's do it. Let's do Frank Sinatra.
So they did like a mashup. So I did like seven or eight songs and I came on and did Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me. And then I did obviously Troublemaker and did Heart Skips A Beat. They dedicated the whole show to me, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
In X Factor Sweden.
Now, the innuendo bingo thing.
I don't like that. I can't believe.
We only do it normally on Tuesdays and
it's
Thursdays.
Fine. I don't mind not doing it. I was just really excited about
I'm joking. Of course we're doing it.
Yes!
We had him going though, didn't we? We had him going.
No, I actually genuinely thought I was told that we weren't doing it, but it's the best game in the world.
Yeah,
it
I know.
Is
you
so
were
funny.
Raving on about it last night.
I think it's just so funny. I honestly do. It's just unallowed. Every time I've come in the studio, I think it's brilliant.
Right. Okay. That's
did
one.
You know that though? Just weird enough. It's talking about games. I got told the other day that there's actually a drinking game for the Extra Factor at weekends.
Which it's involves called, what?
Basically, I don't know. I've been told that I say amazing a lot on the show, and apparently they do shots every time I say every time I say amazing. So if you watch the Extra Factor, there's a drinking game. Apparently.
Now, this is one, I've just looked at the Radio 1 Facebook.
Yes.
It took me a while to get there, but I'm on now.
The one that doesn't speak had to log you in?
Yeah, well, I don't know, do I? I'm on Twitter.
He's on Twitter. Facebook was so 2005, wasn't it?
I know.
It? 2006, Bex, come on.
Yeah. I used to be
it's
on
all
MySpace.
About Twitter now, yeah. Did you really?
Yeah, Tom was my friend.
I never did MySpace.
You never did MySpace? You're a musician.
Yeah, but I never was, that was not now. That's beyond my years. That was years ago, Scott.
But we were talking earlier on Tap End, I bet you were always on MSN, though.
I use it on the Hotmail Messenger, yeah. We're college.
Chatting up
that
girls.
Was college. Wow, well, yeah, no.
Yeah. Gemma's been on. Do you buy the next size down in trousers so that you get more attention?
No, I don't.
I know I've asked you this before, but do you actually do it on purpose?
No, I don't. I just
it's
buy.
It's not so bad today.
No, do you know what? I just buy. I mean, I've actually gone up a size in jeans because it was to try and combat this, you know, this hate that I get for
it's
wearing
not
skinny
hate.
Jeans.
I don't think it's hate, Ollie.
So I'm basically what I'm doing is I'm wearing them a little bit bigger, so they're a little bit more baggier. But the thing about it is I've tried wearing straight jeans. I've actually attempted to wear straight jeans. Attempted to wear a little bit more baggier jeans. Attempted the carrot jean. Yeah,
the carrot.
I've attempted all these different jeans, and I look stupid. I look really ridiculous in jeans. You know, like when it just doesn't fit my style. So I've always had to revert back to these skinny jeans, and I apologise for anyone for any offence made with me wearing them. I apologise.
I don't think it's offence.
No, I don't.
Oh yeah, one more from Megan.
Okay,
your most awkward moment on stage. Oh, I think I might have seen this.
Oh, go on, Scott.
Is
tell
it the
me.
One where you've
Where I what?
Fall over.
No. It's not when I fall over. The most awkward moment was when Sheffield, referring back to my trousers, when I actually split them on stage and they went front ways. They split right down the middle. And I was on my knees at the time like, yeah! Oh! Anyway, and they just ripped open and the whole front row must have like,
hello, ladies.
Yeah, and then it went pitch black, and lucky enough, I was able to sort of when it came back around, I was like, I'm really really sorry to the whole front row that witnessed me with my pants out. I apologise. So yeah, I that was lucky enough. A song after I got changed, so I was all right. But yeah, that was.
Change.
But yeah, me falling over at Guildfest Festival wasn't my highlight. Who walks on stairs that are raining and are really really wet on slippery shoes? Yeah, no. Bang. See
you should
later.
Have people to clean them stairs for you.
No, I don't have that kind of entourage. I'm afraid.
I've seen it happen with Rihanna.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she's got a stair cleaner.
A stair cleaner.
Yeah. More from Ollie Murs in a minute, but now.
It's time to get romantic.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End. Twenty-four years.
the tap end.
Becky, are you doing some kind of dance routine?
Yeah, I was doing, like, do you remember that really old Spice Girls video where they do, like, two become one with their fingers? I was trying to do some sort of 24 type.
Years. Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah. But then I didn't know what the sort of hand action for tap end was.
Maybe you put your fingers around like that and then just do a sort of flowing motion.
That just looks a little bit weird.
No, that's not that. Anyway, where are we at?
I'd like to take you to my 16th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I'm John Keane.
I'm Keenan and Kel.
I'm Shaking Stevens.
I like that.
Nearly Christmas, isn't it?
You didn't ask me who John Keane was.
Yeah, who is John Keane?
He's a gentleman friend of mine.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's not a celebrity?
No.
Yeah, you're
I want
John.
To go punting with him.
Yeah. Who is he then?
A gentleman friend.
Right, that sounds weird.
You also know him.
A gentleman friend with benefits or a gentleman friend with knowledge?
No. Like,
John Keane, yeah.
Yes. Looks like he owns a yacht.
Often in boat shoes.
That's why I want to go punting with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, back to tap end. Right, I'm John, you're Keenan and Kel, and you're Shaking Stevens.
Yes, sir.
Good.
And I'm ready.
It's like being at a pantomime, this, isn't it?
I've never heard that one. I'm ready.
Ready.
I've been speaking to this girl for a while now. I knew her through a mate, and I've been putting in the hours on MSN to increase her interest and secure a date.
You make it sound like you're working in a call centre. Yeah.
All communications were done on MSN back then.
Well, so you grafted hard on this one.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. Her name was Maud.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't.
No,
you're
that's
right.
That's a stage name.
I've had to give a stage name here.
Why did you choose Maud?
I was just trying to think of an old name to sort of keep it away from...
I like the thought of you chatting to Nans on MSN.
No, so her name wasn't actually Maud.
Right.
It was. She was 16.
Right, we'll have people now that are 16 called Maud
you
texting
won't.
In. We will.
Her name was Maud, and she was a lovely from Uxbridge. I had learnt from my mistakes on a previous disastrous date... Well, I didn't actually talk to the girl the entire time we're at the Chime shopping centre. The plan for us was to go to Ruislip Lido, which seemed like a nice romantic place to go, and also had a miniature railway for us to ride on.
Don't you have to get your kit off then?
No, it's not like... It wasn't like a Lido where you swim. Oh. I think it was previously...
What, an old Lido that's been, like... sealed over or whatever.
It was a Lido where actually you were told definitely don't swim because there was pollution in the water or weird animals or something.
Is it still there?
It's still there.
Weird animals?
Well, it was like a giant lake. It wasn't... I think you're thinking of like an old 30s swimming pool.
Yes. Yeah,
whereas outside. This was just an outside lake where people could swim in.
So it's a lake?
Yeah, but it's the whole place is called Ruislip Lido. Okay.
With weird
It's very
animals.
Well known.
How many weird animals can you get in Rice?
Well, I think there was weird pollution things, so you weren't allowed in the water. So I imagine there was like these mutant animals in there, like three-eyed fish and stuff like that.
I'd love to go there on a date, though.
It had a miniature railway for us to ride on, and then I was going to take her for a meal. Being a gentleman, I was going to have to pay for all this. So me and Dougsy set about washing some cars the day before. My dad and Dougsy's dad both agreed that we could wash their cars for £5 a car. And someone down the road also said we could do theirs and a neighbour's. Car washing was our business. We were entrepreneurs. However, we needed equipment and resources for our business, and these we borrowed from Dougsy's dad, Papa Roy.
Is he Italian or...?
He's not Italian, no. He was just someone we affectionately knew as Papa Roy, a bit like you would the Godfather, almost. Right. It was just like, ah, Papa, good to see you.
And you spoke in that voice to him.
Yeah.
Papa Roy, good to see you.
Papa Roy always disliked our business as we robbed all his shampoo and car polish, but I think he respected that we were out there hustling and making money. I've always had an entrepreneurial flair, something I've believed in from a young age. It's a tricky word, that, isn't it?
Well, obviously.
Entrepreneurial flair.
I don't think you have to go entrepreneurial. Suddenly Australian.
Entrepreneurial.
Yeah. With cars washed, I had enough money that would sustain me for my date the next day. The big day arrived. I made sure I didn't text her that morning, so we had something to talk about when we met.
What? So she's in a bright mood with you?
She wasn't in a mood, no. I just... Where I've made that mistake in the past is I've spent so long texting that when you've met up, really awkward.
Nothing to say.
Absolutely nothing to say. I sprayed myself down with Africa and put on my best hoodie.
Yes.
I boarded the H13 bus, which terminated at Ruislip Lido, and waited around for a bit for Maud to arrive. She was dropped off by her father, which was an awkward start to proceedings. She got out the car and I pretended not to see her to avoid the awkward walk for her as she walked towards me. She said hello and I did my best acting to make out that it was a pleasant surprise.
Oh, hello.
Is it a blind date?
Because
the way you say that was like you thought she was going to be hot and then she turned out to be not such a lovely.
No, it wasn't a blind date. It was just I made out as a pleasant surprise, like I hadn't noticed her being dropped off by her father and then walking towards me.
But you'd met her before?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Did you meet her on the internet?
No, I did not meet her on the internet.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I did not.
So you'd met Maud before?
I'd met Maud before through her cousin.
Right.
Through your cousin?
Through her cousin.
Are you cousins?
No, we're not cousins. No, we're not cousins.
You met her on the internet and she's your cousin?
No, this story's gone wrong.
I love it if you went on a blind date with your cousin.
I did not. Let me put this out there. I did not go on a blind date.
Lake.
I did not. No.
Did you not think when she got dropped off, oh, there's Uncle Harry?
No, I didn't, because she wasn't my cousin. She wasn't called Maud. It wasn't. It was a polluted lake, but it was much more scenic than you're making out.
Okay.
She said hello, and I did my best acting to make out that it was a pleasant surprise. After some initial awkward chat, we went for a walk around the Lido. And luckily, the weather was holding out for it. I could tell she was shy and felt a bit awkward, but at least we were talking unlike on the other date. It was definitely a good move not bringing Dougsy along to this one. We walked around the lake and had a very quick go in the play area.
Oh. What?
No, not like that. Where I impressed her with my skills on the swings.
And what then did I, that involve?
Just...
sit on it and go?
No.
What skills have you got?
I will always take the swing to a dangerous level, to the point where people looking on would think he's about to go over.
What, over the bar?
Yeah, a 360.
Yeah.
I'm almost like a stunt swinger, if you will.
Right.
And then I walked her around to the resistance piece.
The resistance piece?
I think the French call it the piece de la resistance. Is it?
The Did you just translate it then to the resistance piece? You still say pièce de la resistance.
Yeah?
You don't translate
it. Oh. The piece de la resistance.
That's it.
I like the resistance piece though.
The jewel in Ruislip Lido's crown, the miniature railway. I thought this would be a really romantic thing to do. She just laughed. I don't think this was as cool as I thought it was. It looked like this was a misjudged situation. As I was queuing up, I noticed that everyone in the queue were either really young kids or parents with young kids. This wasn't a date thing. This was like going for a date to one of those Build-A-Bear places. A cute idea, but the reality is it's more for kids than it is for girls. I've always struggled with this at my time at the Tap End, is, you know those places where you can go and build a teddy bear?
Yeah, I've had one of them.
Yeah. So, for me, I thought that'd be a great idea for a date, because girls like teddy bears, so you would take a girl there, and then they would get a personalised bear. Now, the reality of what goes on in there is if you do take a girl there, you have to sing songs, and you're sitting there amongst a whole group of toddlers.
Toddlers, yeah.
And it lasts forever. Did you record a message to go in it?
I didn't know.
It's a long process.
Because I had one, and my mum only a few weeks ago had to like open up the bear, like unstitch him, take out this thing, because it's got my ex-boyfriend's voice going. Bah, 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 bah,
oh no!
You went on a date there.
My stepdad, and then my stepdad had to actually smash it with his foot, and it was still going. But now he's sounding like. So then we had to put it in a glass of water.
No.
Until it finally stopped.
What was he saying? I love you, Becky.
Yeah, sorry, but that, by the end of it, it was like, I love you. And we're like kicking it, smashing it, putting it in the water. He's still saying I love you. This is like from 15 years ago.
So if your ex-boyfriend is now listening.
Yeah.
Can you replace the voice with mine?
Why would I want to do that?
Like, can we record?
Do it now.
What am I saying?
Well, what the message that you do to me if we were on a date in one of those bear places? Go.
First date or second date? I just need to know how far I can push this.
Okay,
what does that mean?
I'll say fourth date just to hear the message.
Well, you can't really have a sinister bear, can you? Saying the but go on then. We'll say fourth date.
Go.
Hello, Becky. I'm the bear. Isn't it about time that we spend the night?
Please put that in a bear.
Oh, I love that.
The train...
That's where my ex-boyfriend went wrong. I'd still be with him if he'd done that.
Mm. As we got off the train, she didn't seem too happy. My plan was to at least be holding her hand by now, but the situation felt awkward and it didn't seem like the right time. I took control of the situation, walking her to the bus stop to take her for some food. We got the H13 bus into Ruislip town centre. She seemed a bit happier with the prospect of food. I wasn't sure I liked her enough to be taking her to the Hut of Pizza, so I took her to Mackie D's and let her choose whatever she wanted. I didn't pick up the courage to give her a kiss as she said goodbye. We hadn't even held hands, so I didn't see the point. But today was not a day to be sad. Lessons had been learnt, and it was a marked improvement on the previous date. At least we had talked. Today was a victory, and in my quest to get a girl, this was a small victory in my eyes.
Did you see her again?
Do you know what? We did see each other again, but it was like 3 years later.
Does that count? I can't work it out. Second date?
So the date went well.
So she'll know. If she's listening, she'll know who she is.
Hi, Maud.
Well, she's not called Maud. That's the stage name, but she'll know who she is.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, if music ever goes wrong, which it won't yet for One Direction, because their album is currently number one in 32 countries, Harry, I think, could, like, be an actor easily. I mean, just listen to the passion here.
Hi, we're One Direction. And this is the UK's official number one, our song, Little Things. Will it still be number one on Sunday?
Oh, no.
Listen from 4 and watch from 6 on the Radio 1 website.
You're supposed to take those things seriously, and I don't feel that they are.
I like the one in the background. I can't quite hear who it is. He goes, who knows?
You're supposed to do it seriously. Like,
hi, I'm Mark Goodyear.
Like that. Or,
hey, what's up? I'm Craig David.
Like, don't mess around during them. You know? He could be like in Downton Abbey, can you imagine?
I like it that those were the only two examples you had of people that do good voiceovers.
That's all I've got. I only have Mark Goodyear and Craig David as an example. Stop messing around. He could be like the new footman, like the new handsome footman that arrives in Downton Abbey. Do you think?
What, because he's a good actor?
Yeah, he could like be the one that, yeah, because he's like, will it be number one on Sunday? I'll have to listen and find out. He could be like the new one that comes in and boffs all the older ladies.
Like
watch out, Dame Maggie Smith. The new footman's here. His name's Harry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I think it's time, Chris.
I'm ready, yeah.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, she has got to know sooner or later, so I just wanted to make sure you're absolutely fine.
Yeah, I'm cool.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he really want to do this on national radio?
One last time, you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Mum. You all right?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm all right. Are you driving at the moment?
I am, yeah. So I'm trying to get home to see the builders before they go.
I don't know if this is a good time, really. Are you on your hands-free?
Yep.
I've got something I need to tell you.
Oh, God.
You shouldn't always think the worst. It's quite hard for me.
Right, okay. What is it?
It's just something I've been thinking about for a while. I think I was just trying to suppress my feelings.
Has something happened?
But you've always told me I shouldn't be ashamed, so I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to say it. I am who I am.
Okay.
But I can tell you, right, I'm more worried about Dad, but I can tell you,
well,
yeah?
Right, okay, come on, let's just get on with it. What is it?
Mum?
Chris?
I'm a big fan of Pitbull.
Sorry?
I'm a fan of Pitbull. Pump, 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 pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. I love him. Pump, 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 pump it up and back
it up like a Tonka truck. Should we, do you think maybe we should talk about this evening?
I want to be him.
Do you remember we've talked at times about you getting a bit delusional?
I don't play football, but I've touched down everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run everywhere, everywhere. I've been to countries and cities I can't pronounce, and the places on the globe I didn't know existed. In Romania, she pulled me to the center and said, Pitt, you can have me and my sister.
Christopher, can you imagine me in stationary traffic at the moment at the traffic lights with a person beside me looking in? Got the windows open.
So if your windows are down at the moment, can people in Ruislip hear me on the hands-free?
The windows are open, I'm at the traffic light.
I am who I am! I love Pitbull! Is anyone looking at you at the moment?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes. You don't sound happy.
Right, OK, Chris, look, I've had enough of this now. I've got to go. I've got things to do.
Bye, Mum. Okay.
See you later. Bye.
I think that worked well. Come on, everybody, say it loud, say it proud. You love him, really. It's Pitbull.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've had to sit through those last two songs, that 7 minutes and 19 seconds, looking at Ollie Murs with a headscarf on his head.
That's right.
We need to get a picture of this and put it on the Facebook. We will do that imminently because only, I think it's a good new look for you.
Thanks, mate. I'm only wearing it because we're about to play Bingo Innuendo.
Innuendo Bingo.
Innuendo Bingo, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And love this game. And I just was a bit concerned that I've got to go and do an album listening party tonight.
Right.
And just wanted my hair to look nice for it.
Right. Also, where are the Trilbies? Are they off now?
No, the Trilbies are still around.
I haven't seen you wear one for a while.
I wore it last night on stage.
I know, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't wear them as much anymore. Oh. I just kind of like, I do like wearing them. I didn't want to be, when I came off the X Factor, I used to wear a hat a lot.
Yeah.
And the problem was, I didn't want to be renowned as the guy in the hat.
Right.
And it sort of, I remember once I went to this gig and that's what this guy said to me. He goes, I can't remember your name, but you wear the hat, don't you? And I was like, no, I've got a name. I'm not the guy with the hat. So,
but what about that Trilby room you had built in your house?
A Trilby room, just loads of hats. No,
you must have a few.
I still have about two or three, but I go through stages. I'll get a new one and I'll go, oh my God, that's my favourite, and I'll wear it all the time.
Yeah.
But I do like still wearing them. I like my little granddad, the little farmer hats, and the little...
Do you remember when we did the desert trek and that your hat got battered?
Yeah, I mean, remember we sold it on eBay for charity. I don't know how much it got.
It was for charity. We just didn't put it just on eBay.
Yeah, we didn't put it on eBay to sell. I think maybe it was on eBay or they put it on the website to sell. And I think it raised, I don't know, maybe 30 quid or 40 quid or something. But it was worth it. Amazing. It was really funny. But it was all ridiculous. It was complete because we kept walking under the trees. I mean, actually, funny enough, people think the desert trek, the desert that we went through was like palm trees and...
Really not.
It really, really wasn't.
No.
It was really harsh.
I know. Right, are you ready for Bingo Innuendo?
Oh, I am so ready for this.
Okay, right. Ollie Murs.
Becky.
Is Chris on as well? Are your photos? Okay, right. Chris is on photo duty.
Ollie Murs and Becky play Bingo Innuendo.
That's right.
I've just decided to change the name of it just because for you.
Bingo, innuendo, sorry, guys.
It's fine. I'll just change it for you because I know that's easy.
So everyone knows the rules of the game.
Well, I hope so. It's my show.
Chris has suddenly turned into Mr. Paparazzi, and I'm not quite sure why. He's got a massive camera, and he's just shooting like... Right.
Bit
click,
snap
click,
happy,
click.
Aren't you there?
I love it.
The camera's kind of in the way.
It's all right.
No, it's all fine. Right, so, we'll get the picture of Ollie and his new headgear, which I think it would be ideal for maybe the fourth album cover.
The fourth album cover, can you imagine? Is that a record, that camera?
No.
Oh, you need to record it.
We'll do that on my phone.
Good, okay. Lad. Good lad.
It's good here.
That's it.
Okay, so...
Can't do it on a Nokia.
No.
Let's play Innuendo Bingo. Okay,
Innuendo Bingo.
Now, these are ones that you won't have heard before. Our listeners will, but these are some of my recent favourites. Okay, Ollie Murs?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready, Becca?
Hang
on, he's just putting on a waterproof. Oh. This isn't allowed.
Right, well, we didn't know about... Oh, okay. Well, he's
actually,
got to go
quite
somewhere.
Good, because he's put it over his trousers, which was slightly distracting me.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Water, please. A big mouthful of it. Mm-hmm. Look, he loves this game so much. Okay, mm-hmm. And let's go over to... Bargain Hunt.
But for the benefit of the viewers at home, let's find out what the auctioneer thinks about Catherine's little nibs.
Right on my forehead!
Yes! Yes, Merz, straight away in the face.
Oh, what?
Awesome.
I have no protection on today,
it's
either.
All fine. That's so good. Well done,
so,
Ollie Merz.
Bex, I'm so sorry.
I'd forgotten about you.
Right, here we go.
That was hilarious.
Next one.
What was that one again?
Yeah, you can't. Let's just move on.
I like the way you interpret each one. You don't need to.
Let's not talk about them.
No.
Get in, Bucky. Okay, now over to Radio Berkshire.
How many people working in here today? Four?
Four people here today.
All of them have got wood in their hands.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I forgot how messy this game is.
You're going to have to make
your
some wet fans.
Your T-shirt's going to go see-through. The fans are
going to
love it.
That's right.
So's yours.
Hey! Okay, old school. This is from the 80s. From a show called Dynasty.
From the 80s?
Joan Collins. This is one of my favourites. Ready? What, Becky? You know what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is my personal fave. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Becky's absolutely soaked.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
It's good, that. Right, more water, God. Please. Oh,
how many,
Becky.
How many have we got left?
This reminds me of the time when you just looked at me and went, Becky, you're a mess.
You're a mess.
That's really...
Okay.
Becky.
A little bit more.
Becky, you're
water.
Mess.
And here's Bill Turnbull talking about Becky.
She's got a boffin coat on.
What are you doing, Merz?
Oh, gosh.
Are you all right there?
This probably isn't the best game to play in the middle of the winter.
I know.
We are going to get so cold when we get out.
Cut this man a towel. Okay, more water. You might as well go for it now, you know what I mean?
No, I'm getting really drenched here.
It's fine. It's raining outside. Oh, off comes the shirt. No, not just the. He's wearing an overshirt and then a t-shirt. Just right. Here we go. More water, please.
Jesus, you're right, love. Okay, ready. It's rock and roll.
Do. Here we go. And a question here you don't often hear on Newsnight.
But you believe he was maligned. However, you as an author and the Plantagenets. I mean, tell me about what you think about this dig.
Merz is fine.
He's held it.
Well done. Okay, I've got another one for you then, quickly. Gemma Kearney from Radio 1.
I've just been informed that I'm going to play you some new Lana Del Rey. Now you know how she makes me feel. She makes me go all protruding lips.
Once again, Ollie Merz has held it. Becky has soaked him. Okay, let's move on to another one. I know, Ollie, I know. More water, please. Okay.
You've got to be proper there.
Okay.
I'm drenched.
Two more, that's all. Let's go over to Countryfile.
It's still not looking great. The bad luck doesn't stop with my crops. One of my...
That's not even there.
Wait. I'll keep going then.
Wait. Go on, keep going.
I misheard him. Water. Sorry, I misheard him.
Water.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. Okay, try and hold it for the crops. Here we go.
It's still not looking great. The bad luck doesn't stop with my crops. One of my bulls has caused a few headaches too.
I thought crops was the best one.
Right. One more.
Last one.
This better be the last one.
It is. Becky, you are
so
a mess.
So wet, Ollie.
Okay.
Sweet.
Here we go.
Okay, next one.
This is another one of my favourites. It's Deirdre from Coronation Street.
Oh, that was lovely.
I dropped off at one point and got me grazia wet.
Yes.
Oh, it's good to have you back, Ollie. Oh, that was a good game. Fives all round. Becky is absolute mess. It's just mascara everywhere.
That
was spectacular. Thank you, Ollie Mers. Pictures coming soon.
Oh, love bingo innuendo.
Yeah.
Innuendo bingo.
That's it, yeah. Listen, good luck with the album.
Mate, thank you very much.
And possible number one?
Possible number one Sunday. I'm very, very excited about it. Thanks to everyone that's so far downloaded it. Can't wait. Yeah. It's, fingers crossed.
To be honest, I don't think you need that flow rider.
You don't need flow rider?
I don't think you do. I think
yeah, but you know, he's a cool guy. But look, thank you so much. I'm really excited about the album coming out as well. So, and I can't wait to go and get a towel and get in a shower or something.
I'll let you go then. Okay. Thank you, Mers.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Take it easy.
So that was Wednesday's show. Join us tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. More innuendo bingo, this time with Greg James. And Frisky and Manish come in to help us write our ultimate Christmas song.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.